أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. Notice those elongation. This mud, samaa binaa, samaa maa. So just observe these places of mud. What is Allah telling us in this verse 22 of Surah Al-Baqarah? Alladhi, he is the one which was described in verse 21 before, that our Lord, whom we should worship, is the Lord who has created us, and Alladhi, and he is the one who ja'ala lakum al-ardha firasha. He has made lakum for us. Allah, out of his love, he has created us and for us. So when we see these things, ja'ala lakum, created for you this earth. So this earth is a gift from Allah to us. And he has made this earth, ja'ala lakum al-ard, but firashan, is a resting place. It's like a bed. It's like a bed when you just go and sleep. Bed is a place where a person takes rest after a long day of work and energy. He feels tired. He needs to recharge his battery. What's the solution? He goes to a home. Home, sweet home, is the place. So even we naturally say Mother Earth, as if this is our womb, this is our place. الَّذِي جَعْلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. Then, وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءَ. And he has arranged for us this sama, this sky, as a canopy, as a shade, as a something that is protecting us. Just see our modern science, how much it is aligned with this, how much there is a harmony between revelation and science, when the revelation is not corrupted like the Bible or other scriptures which became corrupted. No, this is a pure, uncorrupted form. You see how the sky, Allah is telling that this is abina'a. And we know that the atmosphere, how much it has this protection, and how much we, because of our foolishness, we are trying to put holes in the ozone and these things. That means this ozone, these are layers that are protecting us from the harmful elements that is outside. So this concept of a sweet home, sweet home, okay, is very much evident in this verse, that we have a house, you have a roof, that roof protects us from outside elements, and we just go and sleep restfully. Who has made this? الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had arranged for us this planet Earth that is very much suitable for inhabitation, and nowhere else is suitable for that. And this is Allah made for us. So let us make ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose. So this gift came with a condition, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah continues, وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he has sent down from this sama, means from above us, means from the cloud, ma'an, water. This is the rain. And what happens? فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ. And Allah brings about from this water, thamarat, all kind of fruits, vegetables, plantations that we start to eat and nourish ourselves. Rizqan lakum. These are provisions. Again, lakum. You see the repetition of word lakum. For you. And when the mindset of human being is corrupted and we follow the atheist and the enlightenment and those philosophers that came under the atheist ideology, secular ideology that doesn't testify these things, they will never say that there is something purpose behind this world. It's just haphazard. We have been just evolution. They will never tell us this story that this verse 22 tells us, that these are lakum for us, human being. For them, the story is different. We are just coming out of a fish or amoeba, and then evolution, and then this, and then monkey, then human being. There is nothing for you. You means who? Are you an amoeba, or are you a monkey, or are you what? But no, see, lakum. Twice Allah mentions that. فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. All these plantations, all these things is lakum. Then the strongest conclusion comes towards the end. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Fa means then. This word fa is a causation connecting letter between what have been said and now what is coming. That therefore, لَا تَجْعَلُوا. This is a command, second command. We started in verse 21 with a command, عُبُدُوا, affirmative, worship. And here we end with another command of refrain, لَا تَجْعَلُوا. Don't make, don't set up with Allah, لِلَّهِ, أَنْدَادًا rivals, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And while you know that nobody has created us. We know that Allah has given us this intelligent design, this Mother Earth, this suitable place to live. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And you know. And the kuffar of Quraysh at the time of revealing these verses, infidels of Mecca, they had no issue with whatever said in this verse in terms of who is bringing water from the sky. And all in a sudden, there was a desert, death, and this water brought life and vegetations, and the animals started to feel happy. Human beings started to feel happy. This is a provision. We start to get energy. We flourish. We prosper. The countries grow economically. This, that, all this is starting from the rain, the agriculture. You see? So, it will be very foolish from our end that after all these gifts that we bring in rivals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas those rivals has no power. They have not created us. They have not sustained us. They have not given us the rain. They have not built this earth suitable for us. But still we bring rivals, which comes in various forms, in various societies, various shapes, various books, various celebrities, various systems, various ideologies. These are all rivals. Whenever Allah says something, we go and say, no. I think the way how to treat this problem is interest-based, capitalist-based, economic system of and monetary policy. But Allah has given us a policy of how should we run money and how should we govern our economics. No, I don't want it. I want another policy. So this is a rivalry. So don't think of this rival or shirk or association that it has to be like a statue and somebody worship. No, it could come in various way. It can come in a form of a book of philosophy that is rivaling the Quran. We leave the Quran and we opt for the solution that is there, where Quran has already a solution that is contrary to that solution or different than that solution. So we are taking andadan, and Allah is telling us never, don't bring or set up anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while knowing that wa antum ta'lamun fala taj'alu lillahi andadan wa antum ta'lamun. Let's ask ourselves that is there anything that Allah said and another person said and they are contrary, that they don't go alone and we go with whatever the other one said. If it is the case, it will become andadan. Andadan is equal, rival. Wa antum ta'lamun. And purposefully you know that there is no net with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these are the things we observed in front of us. We observe it every day. Let me end with a hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said that I asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the greatest sin? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An taj'ala lillahi niddan wa huwa khalaqak." Is the greatest sin is that you bring rival with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereas Allah is the one who created you. This is the greatest sin. Then Ibn Mas'ud said, then what? What is the next one? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "An taqtula waladak makhafata an yat'ama ma'ak." It's to kill your own son, fearing that he's gonna share my provision. So out of fearing that my son will share my money, I'm gonna kill him, killing his own son. So this is in the category of killing, this is the most dangerous form in that category, which is murder and killing. So murdering anyone is a sin, but murdering your own son is even further. Similarly, in the previous sin, any shirk is a sin, but the shirk that has rivalry, that you equate someone else with the power of Allah, which is the topic of this verse, is the gravest sin in the category of shirk. As the gravest sin in the category of murder is to murder your own son. Then Ibn Mas'ud continued asking the question, "Thumma mada?" What is the third one? Prophet ﷺ said, "An tuzani halilata jarik." It's that you commit sexual act, illegal sexual act, with the wife of your neighbor. So in the category of this zina, adultery, is to commit this adultery with the wife's neighbor, because she's the one who is more vulnerable. Your neighbor will go to a mission to somewhere else, and you are the next. So you should have preserved that. So in that category of sin, that this form is the most dangerous one. This hadith is in Bukhari. May Allah protect us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.